You have one unheard message.
Hi, I was calling Current, the influencer marketing platform, but I think I just got redirected to a bunch of people listening to a podcast. Well, anyways, I was calling Current because I was told they could help get my brand set up on TikTok Shop and even build out an affiliate program of content creators promoting my brand and even have those content creators go on live streams and promote my product there. Wow, I could really use Current. I also heard that the brands they work with are making millions in sales. I guess I'll just go to their website at current.tech.
Welcome to Invasion of Privacy. It's Kate Wolf. My co-host CG Erickson is not here, but I have an incredible guest. Ankara Martinez is here with me.
Hi. Hi, Kate. Hi, everybody.
Thanks for coming on again.
I'm so happy to be here. Your name says Charles Erickson.
Well, yes, I'm using CG's Zoom account, his computer and stuff. Well, he has the nice microphone hooked up to it. So
yeah, floating that's what counts. Very fun.
Audio.
That's awesome.
So
I love this. This is great. I love your hair.
I love your hair. So Ankara and I'll explain how I even met you. So okay. Even though you've been on the podcast before, I don't know if I've quite gone into this. So
yeah,
I met you at the comic strip.
Yep.
You were working there. I just passed late night and you were just a fresh faced, beautiful, happy person that I could talk to super easily from the start. And then obviously now you're doing stand up.
I remember, like, you know, it can be weird doing comedy, and I wasn't doing comedy when I met you, but I could just tell, like, energy, like, people were really nervous, especially late nighters. You just came in full swing, no problem. You're like, hi, I'm Kate Wolf, I'm a teacher, I'm this, I'm that. I'm like, okay, cool, awesome. We, like, just connected so easily, and you were hanging out with Amina and Nico.
Yes.
You guys were like a trio.
Aww.
Yeah.
Obviously they're both amazing and they're doing great in comedy, but yeah, that's how I met you. And I still have that ingrained in my memory of just like you with the booth, you know, and just like this bright smile. But anyway, we will get now into our topics.
Okay.
I don't know if you heard this, but NASA released audio of eerie singing coming from a black hole.
Okay.
And like, I have no idea what that means. I do love metaphysics, but I'm also not the smartest metaphysics scientist out there.
Yeah.
But all I know is that's fucking weird and awesome, in my opinion. I have no idea what it means, but I think there's so much magic in the world. So that was awesome.
So this is actually kind of a cool topic because my dad was a pilot. You know, when I was a kid, I'd always be like, do you see aliens when you fly? You know, and he was like, no, but we'd hear things on the headphones. Like they would just hear things. And my dad, he flew his whole life. He was 82 years old when he died. Like he was in the air 90% of his life, you know? And he always said, he's like, I know there's other life out there. Like he was just so sure, you know? And I thought that was really cool because my dad was a real scientific guy, but he also believed in, I mean, how can you not? So there's just things that like don't make sense how they work. Like I still don't understand how airplanes fly. My dad's like, oh, it's just like a boat. I'm like, it's not like a boat. It's metal and it's in the air. It doesn't make any sense to me, you know? But yeah, I mean, I don't think we have to understand everything to believe in something.
Yeah, whatever singing from it, I'm into it. Even if it's like some kind of a being that I would think is creepy, singing's always cool.
Yeah, and who knows? Sound travels, right? It could just be traveling back from here.
Yeah. We're like, there's some eerie singing and it's just us singing.
Yeah.
They're like, it's freaking me out, but we're just hearing ourselves.
Yeah.
Okay, this next topic, and once again, the way I go through topics is I write things down throughout like the 2 weeks that pique my interest. Sometimes I don't even know myself exactly how I think about it.
Okay.
But this one is tricky. It's gun control. I'm sorry to spring this one on you. It's definitely a heavy one. I don't even know exactly how I feel about it. I used to be extremely progressive, and now I'm way more in the middle in terms of politics. Mm-hmm. Like, a part of me wants to go out and buy my own gun, and a part of me wants guns to be completely banned from everyone. So I don't know, because like I said, there's a big part of me. I've never gone to a range. I've always been curious. And yet it's pretty awful that someone can take out all these people at once. It's not a very fair fight, to say the least. So there definitely needs to be stricter laws, but I don't know. I just wanted to bring it up because obviously there's horrible shit going on and everyone's debating it. And I don't even exactly know how to feel or what the solution is at this point, other than us as a society trying to make everyone happier so they don't want to shoot things up. I'm not saying that's ever an excuse or you, but you know what I'm saying? Like, it's hard to know other than that. Like, I want people to not want to do that.
Yeah.
At the root of it.
I think this, I mean, you know, I'm not a news person or whatever, but like, I think about the shootings and I think about gun laws. And then I think about other countries. In other countries, people walk around with guns all the time and they don't have this kind of thing happening in other countries. So this is an American problem, right? Mm-hmm. And I don't really know what the solution is, but I think we're trying to find a solution for a different problem. Like, I think the issue is mental health. I think that's really what, you know, like, there's going to be black market guns. People can get guns on the street, but I don't think that these people have registered guns.
Yeah.
Registered guns, you know? So like, there should be, but you know, like there should be restrictions and there should be like, you should have to take tests and you have to have your background checked and all that kind of stuff. That being said, people have driver's license and drive around drunk all the time, you know? So like, we can only do our best, but there's no reason why there shouldn't be some kind of background check.
Yeah, I mean, I'm agreeing with what you're saying, but I think the deeper thing is mental health and what that really means, because it's still so stigmatized and people love to assume things. Like, I think we're all crazy to a degree, or at least we can be pushed to that place depending on genetics, environment, all sorts of things. And I think if we could just, I don't know if it's, I mean, partly be less judgmental, even if it's just kind of saying, huh, I wonder what the full thing is. Because I even think sometimes people will label someone something and it's bigger. Like, I still think schizophrenia is linked to, maybe they are actually channeling and hearing things, but they don't know how to anchor it. And I know I'm not the only person, you know, I've heard other people say that, so I don't want to take full credit for that thought. Yeah. But I just think the more we can realize no one knows it all. Mm-hmm. And we all are so fragile, and we all could have a moment where we're losing our way. And if we could just be kinder. I know I'm teaching again and my son's in school. I know bullying's still happening. There are a ton of those anti-bullying posters and all that stuff. But until our homes become kind, truly kind, I think we're going to see people acting out their anger in unfortunate ways. And when you add a weapon to it, it's horrific. But I think we need to really keep looking at ourselves and our own homes and what we can do to find more peace, every single one of us, because so many people are ready to pop off, whether the collective wants to admit that, you know. So
I know that's a tough one. I mean, I don't really know if there is a solution. I just know that you can, you know, I think, like, you know, I think about the Connecticut one, and like, that was a single mom that lived with that kid, and like, she probably needed help for her son, and she couldn't get it because she was probably tired from working full time. And you know, like, I think community is really important, having support is really important, you know.
Exactly. I think we lack community.
Yeah.
And you do. Yeah, and it takes a village, right? It's that phrase, and it's real. And feeling alone, which a lot of us do, is one of the worst feelings ever. And when you're trying to raise a child on your own or just get through anything on your own, it can break you.
Yeah.
So, I think if we could start actually doing that village community like thing, we try to find it in certain ways. There are different groups you can join, but I still feel like, it's kind of a dog eat dog world.
Yeah. Still. I mean, I think that's like America, you know what I mean? Like, I think that's like what our culture uplifts. It's like, I did it on my own. I'm, you know, I don't need anybody. I can do it. I don't, you know, and really nobody does anything on their own. Everybody needs help.
Yeah. Yeah. I do see a change where people are starting to speak about vulnerability being a strength and more men are starting to go to therapy. There still needs to be a lot more evolution where we're at with it, but I do think we're headed in the right direction of, you know, there's a lot of abuse from generations and generations ago that we keep playing out. And I think a lot of us are trying to stop those cycles from repeating. And I know
we're stopping old cycles. So we're curing old cycles, but because of those, new ones are coming up.
That's true too.
You know, because we're like putting so much attention on one thing and then another thing is bubbling up.
I will speak on my grandma. I rarely bring her up. She comes through to me often, but she was someone who was really taught to hold in everything, to sweep it under the carpet, you know, and she thought there was honor in that. And you can say to a degree, sure, she was trying to keep on a happy face for her friends, her children. But I think that's the thing also that needs to evolve. It's okay to share your troubles with those you trust. Maybe not, you know, it doesn't mean sing it at the top of your lungs, but you don't have to carry burdens in that way. And it's something that I still feel from her is just how much she took on and didn't want to cry and wanted to stay strong for the whole family and keep going. And it's like, nah, it's okay to break. And it's okay to say I've had enough or whatever it is, because we have limitations. And when you don't listen, I have found out you break. You can break physically, emotionally, spiritually, all of them, because they're connected.
Right.
So, you know, I think people are starting to listen to their emotions more, but, you know, maybe that's the solution to gun control. People, if they took that quote, I'd be like, fried. The solution to gun control is feeling
your emotion.
It sounds stupid because obviously there also needs to be gun control. Like these crazy automatic weapons are not cool, but all right. Well, I'm glad we solved that issue together.
What's next on the list?
Well, have you been watching Stranger Things? I should have asked this one too.
No, because I heard it's really scary.
Oh my gosh. So do you not watch scary things?
No, I'm so sensitive. I can't. I would never sleep.
And I'll tell you, the first episode of the first season, because everyone's like, now it's scary. And this season is. It's got a lot of Freddy Krueger vibes this season. But the first one was so scary, I was getting nightmares too. There was like a thing coming through the wall. I felt things coming through the wall for like a year.
Oh my gosh.
So yeah, if you're that sensitive, it is scary. So when's the last time you've seen a horror movie?
I tried to watch one of those serial killer movies over the pandemic and I got in 10 minutes and I was like, nope.
It's pretty dark and I don't think people realize.
They make me uncomfortable. I just sit there the whole time. I don't like to be scared, like, you know?
So let's just say you are killing it when it comes to listening to your emotions.
Listen, the scariest thing I've watched is Twilight. So there you go.
Are you being serious?
I like vampire stuff.
You know me, I love Edward and Bella into it. Yeah. I don't find that very scary, but I respect your sensitivity.
But I went that year, I literally watched every vampire show possible. And then I got into zombies. Oh, I got it. I guess Walking Dead is kind of scary.
Yes.
I don't know. Okay.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Okay. So, but you know what? Stranger Things is like, it's a different kind of scary. It is. If you believe.
I didn't see the new one.
Okay. Well, if you're into, which I know you are, you know, different dimensions and feeling energies and things warping, it can be scary because, yeah, but Walking Dead's scary too. But yeah, I guess it's a little sillier with the zombies.
I just got into the survival. I felt like the Walking Dead is more about survival than the actual zombies. Zombies weren't, okay. They were, like, randomly came out and, like, I don't know, they weren't that scary to me.
Okay. Okay. To each his own.
Did you watch Walking Dead?
Yeah, but then for me, towards like whatever season, I lost. Like, and it happens with a lot of these stories. They can't keep me invested. It's like they start repeating the storyline.
Yeah, lazy.
Yeah, and I'm like, I know so many talented comics in New York City looking for work. Like, get us to be writers for these things. We'll keep it popping. Mm-hmm. For some, I'm not saying like there aren't some great writers out there, but yeah. Like there are just so many shit shows, in my opinion, that can't keep my attention. And I'm like, they need to give me a call because I have like a lot of friends that could help spice up that script. But whatever. Okay, so Kim Kardashian, we're moving on to Kim.
Here we go, love it.
She had this quote, I thought this was the funniest because it like popped up on my Instagram, because you know me, I love my quotes, and this popped up like with her picture and a quote. She said she would eat poop once a day to stay looking young.
I did hear that.
You did? And yeah. I just thought, first of all, I thought that was amazing that like someone took that quote and was like, look at what Kim said, because, yeah. You know, and for me, I don't know. I brought it up to CG and he was like, fuck yeah. He's like, I'd eat, he's like, I eat some poop to stay looking young. Good. Would you eat poop?
I mean, it depends if it was flavored. I don't think I would eat. I couldn't. No, I don't think I could. Would there be worms in the poop? I don't know.
Yeah. What the fuck?
Would it be like whipped poop with like olive tapenade? Like, how would I be able to eat poop? You know what I mean? Like, would it be put in a smoothie and I wouldn't be able to taste it? If that's the case, I might think about eating poop.
I just don't know how that would ever make sense. Like, I feel like the things that make you look young usually are like fun things that like cause good things in your heart. Or no, is that not true? Because I guess like,
no, I don't
waxing.
Like, well, you know, in the Japanese culture, they use bird poop for their face.
They do?
That keeps them young.
I mean, I know is I don't know. I would, if I knew it would really make me look young all the time and I could get it down. I have a bad gag reflex. Like if I brush my teeth for too long, it becomes a nightmare. Like
someone is the hottest, youngest person that you like as a woman that you like look, you're like, damn, I wish I looked like that. Or I wish I, you know.
I don't know.
Think Kim is gorgeous? Are you like, damn, if I look like Kim, I'd be happy.
Kim and I are the same age though. So like, that's not even like she looks great.
I know. She looks amazing.
She looks amazing.
I don't want to look like her.
Yeah. Like I love myself enough that I'm enjoying being in my skin and yeah. Like, I'd be sad to like trade bodies. Not that she's not drop dead gorgeous, but I'm like chilling. I'm chilling over here.
Yeah.
And you're chilling in yours and you're beautiful. Like,
I'm chilling, but if I could look like Jessica Biel, if I could have her, I'd probably eat poop. her body is sick. She works hard for her body though.
Yeah. Well, okay. Yeah. I don't know. All I know is I don't judge her for saying it. She can do what she wants. How do you feel about her and Pete together?
I get it, I guess. I get it.
Did you ever get to know Pete? Did you?
Yeah. We did a lot of stuff together. I get it. I mean, he likes hot chicks. She's hot. You know what I mean? that's the extent Pete's like, she's hot. And you're like, okay. He gets like hot chicks all the time. So why wouldn't he be with her? And she's divorced and she wants to have fun. Why wouldn't she be with Pete?
Yeah. I mean, I used to know Pete back from the Broadway comedy club days, and he's great. You know, I didn't get to know, when I knew Pete, he was like 16. So to like, for me yeah. To have gotten to know him well, would have seemed almost pervy and weird. you know what I mean? Like yeah. I started as like a full ass adult, but yeah, he's just a funny, good vibe dude. So I get why she, who's like surrounded by all this luxury and stuff, like you can't buy funny. You can't buy
He's like young and makes her laugh. Yeah, that's like the perfect thing you need after breaking up with Kanye West. I mean, he's so intense. Like, nothing against him, but like, I think it just makes sense. Yeah. You're going to go with a young, funny guy.
Yeah. And they're looking cute together. I'm all about it. Yeah. So, okay. I'm glad you're into that. Hi, Pete, if you're listening.
Hey.
I went.
John, Pete. Put a ring on it, Pete.
Oh my God. I love the moment we pretend Pete's listening. It's like, hey, Pete.
Don't let this one get away, Pete.
Yeah, no. I think it would be really hard to have Kim Kardashian as like your ex. Like, it is hard. I mean, Kanye's dating like all her like lookalike right now.
That's so weird.
Yeah. Like, anyway.
Weird. So weird.
In other news.
Yes, more topics. Let's go.
We're the new TMZ up in here.
Hi, TMZ.
Topics. Okay. A woman in Texas got arrested for dumping her boyfriend's mother's ashes into a lake. And I mean, once again, people are popping off, you know, and I think.
How big was the lake? Who gives a shit? Do you know how much shit goes in lakes? Stuff gets polluted all the time. I mean, unless. It's like if it's disrespectful, if the mom's ashes.
Yes, that's what he's upset about. They're not upset about. Pollution happens every day. I mean, maybe that's why. I think he got arrested because that's like property. It's like his like dead mother's body.
Why did you do that?
I guess he like maybe he cheated on her. They got into a fight.
Oh shit.
And she did it to like spite him. Like she took the ashes and stuff. And there's like a video of it. And that's when she got arrested. I guess it's just like people I think need to take it easy when they're starting to date and get to know people. There are lots of psychos out there. I kind of said this with the whole Amber Heard, Johnny Depp trial. Like if a girl's pooping in your bed, it's time to call it quits. You know, and
that was later in the relationship. I don't think that was like date one. Let's keep this going. Last night, yeah.
But there had to have been red flags, like on the date.
Didn't know because he was blacked out.
Oh,
busy painting on lampshades. I mean, with blood. Hello.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh well. Okay. Well, I guess it's just like. You know, I'll just speak from my own experience. It's because it's always easier said than done, right? When you're lonely and you just want a connection, sometimes you accidentally settle or just, I won't even say settle, end up with someone who's not a match, right? And then I'm sure we all have done things we're not proud of, but definitely that's another level of like taking that person's mother's ashes and angrily dumping them. Well, now he'll love that lake. He's going to have to go to the lake.
Have to go swimming in the lake to see mom.
I know. It's so.
But listen, I think the bigger lesson here is when are men going to learn? Don't piss us off. Don't fucking do it. Because there's something in us, hereditary as women, that is like a trigger. And yeah, people say women are crazy. We're crazy. Yeah. And if you trigger us, we're going to throw your mom's ashes in a lake. I like this girl. Tell her to call me.
I mean, you're not wrong. Like, we're psycho.
What the bigger story? What did he do to deserve this? He must have done something. I mean, seriously, what did this guy do?
We can't assume. However, I will say it is smart to not piss off a woman because like women often will take it and like suck it up. And then a lot of them, I mean, men included too, though, will pop.
Yes. I get stuck in this men and women thing, but I think for the majority, women tend to give way more in a relationship. and men take and take, and they think, oh, this is just normal. This is what is expected. Like this, a woman is made for me to do stuff for me. And then when you disrespect a woman again and again and again, like she just feels used and you make her feel like shit. And like, and you're gonna make her snap. She's gonna snap. Yeah. Women just don't, when a woman's crazy off the bat first, it's probably because she's been hurt way many times. Like, it's like, this is the straw, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, of course there's some people that are just completely crazy, but.
Yeah, no, I definitely think, well, that's why I'm saying, I think when people start to get to know each other, we just all need to be really honest. Like women have to also stop pretending to be someone else too. Like,
yeah.
I love to cook all the time and clean all the time. And then like 10 years later, you've cooked and cleaned for him for, and you're ready to like murder, you know, instead yeah. It's like, bring who you are to the table
right.
And see if someone actually is your match, you know? Right. Cause then once again, I think every human is crazy in a sense. It's trying to find like who you match with, who you vibe with, who's not going to make you feel crazy.
Yeah.
We already are all crazy. Every person I've gotten to know.
Be with someone and be honest about something. Like he probably couldn't face telling her something and like did something stupid and she was pissed off and she was probably like, we could have talked about it, but now your ashes to the mother to go in the lake, bitch.
Yeah. It's so crazy. Yeah. So, okay. Next topic.
Next topic.
Next topic. And if you have any hot topics you want to throw into the mix that you've been into or shows or whatever, throw them in.
You have one unheard message.
Hi, I was calling Current, the influencer marketing platform, but I think I just got redirected to a bunch of people listening to a podcast. Well, anyways, I was calling Current because I was told they could help get my brand set up on TikTok Shop and even build out an affiliate program of content creators promoting my brand and even have those content creators go on live streams and promote my product there. Wow. I could really use Current. I also heard that the brands they work with are making millions in sales. I guess I'll just go to their website at current.tech.
Okay, so I posted a reel recently of a joke that I thought was really good, and someone commented, hashtag women aren't funny. Now, there's two topics within here. One is I delete negative topics like that. Some people would say, oh my gosh, you delete. Yes. If someone comes to my page and spits on it, I get rid of the spit. That's how I see it. It's like,
yeah,
you cannot like it, move on. The other thing is the women aren't funny. I'm shocked people are still even thinking that's something to say. It feels like such an outdated 1950s hack thought. And the dude who like wrote it, his like screen name was something like XXX_demon. And I was like, you have the screen name of a school shooter. I didn't say that, but it's like, look at what's going on here. But I didn't want to provoke someone with that kind of energy. But I don't really know what to say. It's just insane that there are some men walking out there really thinking women aren't funny. I have completely met just as many funny women as men. Without a doubt.
I mean, this isn't even a topic. Like, this isn't even real. Do you know what I mean? It's like, it's like saying ghosts aren't funny. It's just like, what are you talking about? Like, it's not even worth talking about because this guy who posted that, he's just doing it to get a rise. He doesn't actually believe it. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's not a fact. It's not a fact.
I hope zombies eat him.
People say negative things. They're trying to manipulate. They're trying to suppress. That's their goal, their ultimate goal. You know, like people that are racist, they say things that aren't true. They're trying. The reason they're doing it is to suppress, you know, and women are funny, bitch. I mean, like, I don't even have to, like, I'm not going to defend that or even engage in that. It's stupid. It's just like garbage online crap, you know?
So do you get any hater comments on your stuff? What do you do?
I just ignore it. Or I'm like, I'll like, if I say anything, I say thank you.
Like, really?
Oh, yeah. Because like, it's so ridiculous that I'm like, oh yeah, you're right. Like, it's so ridiculous. Huh. It's just so ridiculous. I'm not going to get into it. You can't argue with someone who truly believes what they believe when they're saying shit that's that fucked up.
Right, right.
Am I? Amen. Like, it's just a waste of energy. It's a waste of my peace. It's a waste of mine. Like, the world is out there. They can figure, they're just ignorant. And it's not my job to, it's not my job to, I don't have to convince them. My job is to make people laugh. That's it.
No, I agree. And I think that's good to not give your energy to things that are just going to suck you dry. And you're right. It's not real. It's to get a rise out of you. And sometimes I do, sometimes it works. Even if I don't engage them.
If I engaged in everything that pissed me off on my life journey, I would be stuck 20 years ago.
Right.
I wouldn't be where I am today. You have to drown out the noise and keep moving forward.
Amen. Amen.
That's just what I do. But then I know people that engage and they actually make a difference, but like, that's just not for me. I can't do that.
Right.
It's like, I think it's like telling someone how to dance and then teaching them how to dance, right? Mm. Like, it's two different things. I know that's a terrible analogy, but basically it's like, they can either come to my show and laugh or not laugh, or they can engage with me and I'll just keep yelling at that. I'm funny. You know, it's like, okay, it doesn't matter. Like, I'm still going to tell jokes, even if you don't think women are funny.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think it's that suppressive energy. And when we can start not letting it get to us truly, then those of us with big hearts and talent will keep rising and shining in a whole new way. That's what I'm hoping. Cause I'm still seeing so many people feeling suppressed, even in schools, kids, you know, being scared to shine. Or, you know, I remember I did the talent show in fifth grade. I came up with this really cool, quirky dance with two of my friends. And it was like mid dance. I made eye contact with one of the popular boys and he was staring at me like I was the dorkiest thing. I remember mid dance just being like, oh my gosh, I am not cool. Like, this is a nightmare. And I had to finish the dance. And
you have to finish the dance.
And I led it with like two, I like brought two girlfriends into it with me. So I really, you know, but you know, I want kids to feel free to do their Napoleon Dynamite like dance at the talent show or whatever. You know, it's like, don't let the bullies suppress you. It's because they're scared of letting their talents or weirdness or quirks out. Like, all right, next topic. What do you say?
No, I was going to say, when people act a certain way to you, it's not about you ever. It's really about them.
Amen. Amen.
Next topic.
Next topic. Have you seen The Tinder Swindler or Inventing Anna?
Yes, I've seen both.
Okay. How do you feel in general? Because we're kind of in this thing about, right, presenting yourself a certain way. And it seems both, who knows how it started and exactly what the childhoods were like. But it's interesting that so many people are scared to present their true selves because they both put so much energy into getting all this money from a fake persona. I'm like, they could have had incredible real businesses with how brilliant they both are. That's right. What I think. So
I think people like this, and I know people like this, don't want to do the work. They're very smart. They're entitled. They think that they know better than everyone and they don't want to sit around. They're not normal. They're better than everyone. So they deserve better stuff. They don't really see the value in earning a hard, like, not like life has to be hard, but they don't really see, you know, I think what they both came from really bad childhoods, right? So like, they just like thought, like they see rich people and they say, this is how you do it, right?
Right, right.
I don't think that they ever had someone showing them the right way. But I also think there's a little bit of sociopath in there. You know what I mean? They're sociopaths.
Yeah, because
people to not care about ruining people's lives, you have to be a sociopath.
Yeah, and it was also like, I was thinking the whole time, how did they think they were going to get away with it? They were doing things that had to catch up to them, in my opinion. Maybe there are people who were still getting away with it, but I was kind of shocked. It seemed like there was obviously such a limited time on it, you know? So it's almost like big cries for help, almost. Because especially with inventing Anna, like towards the end there, it was like she kind of knew she was sinking and just pulling everything down with her.
Yeah, well, I think at that point, you just sink or swim, right?
Yeah, but I guess. I think
she really thought she could have got away with it, because when you get away with it for so long, you're like, look at all these idiots. They actually believe me.
Got it.
You know? And when you're a master manipulator, it's all ego. And it's a lot of narcissism too. Like, they don't think normally. They just, you know, it's just ego and narcissistic behavior. And it reminds me of, you know, it reminds me of those movies with, not Billy Crystal. Oh my God. Ben Stiller, where he gets in those movies, he keeps getting in trouble and he keeps trying to make up for the things that he does. And he just keeps creating more problems and more problems, like those types of comedies.
Yeah,
they did. They just kept making problems, but they kept trying to cover it up with other problems, and, you know, just chaos. They create chaos. They spin chaos.
Yeah, it makes me wonder how many people, like what the percentages of people actually living an authentic life. And who knows how we could answer that, but it sometimes. It can be a scary world when you see things like that.
I think there's different levels of authenticity.
Yeah.
I think we're capable of looking at every single thing in our life, but I think that there's a part of our brain and our emotions that are like, I'm not going to go there, right? It's like the whole thing where I don't watch scary movies. I understand what scary movies are. I get it, but like, I don't need to watch it. You know what I mean? Like, I don't need to open that part of my psyche up. I'm not scared that if I open it, I'm going to like start murdering people. I just don't need to know about that. You know, like, I know it exists. I know it's dark and it's not something I want to open up in my body, in my mind, in my spirit.
Amen. Yeah. And I think once again, listening to that, a lot of people want to force through. If there's a movie on, it's like, no, I gotta take this. And sometimes just in those kind of horror movie, like advertisements that pop up on YouTube, just that weird ghost face in the eyes, just accidentally looking at me for a second can stick in my psyche. And things, I don't know how much people realize, just watching a movie or a TV show, you can transfer energy. You can take on things from even watching something. So I think it's beautiful that when it's feeling wrong or too creepy for you, you just shut it down without forcing yourself to be into something you're not, you know?
Yeah. Like, I think there's people that I know from my past that I see like on social media. And it seems like they have this like perfect life, right? Like they're married, they've got 3 or 4 kids, they're living in a cute little house, they've got the perfect doctor, lawyer jobs, they post these perfect pictures. Like, I know that everybody has problems, you know what I mean? But this life that they created is a life that they wanted to create. And I don't think there's anything wrong with it, but I think they want to stick in that. Like, that's what they know they're capable of, and that's what they want to do. And that's what they chose to do with their life. I think anything else that might threaten that unit is not something they want to even look into. And like, I don't think everybody has to. I think everybody chooses their path that they want to, you know? So yeah. Like, authenticity, I think, is different for each person. Yeah, we're all capable of like digging deep and going deep and all these things, but I don't think it's always necessary to open doors that we don't want to open.
Right. Absolutely. And I've had to learn to respect that. You witnessed an invasive tarot reading years ago that I gave a friend of ours. And it was a good learning lesson for me as to what not to do again. You know, you can't, whether I was right or wrong about what came through in the cards, there's a way, yeah, to even just deliver information in general. And if you're like shoving your beliefs down anyone's throat,
yeah,
it ain't right. Even if you're quote unquote right, it's not right in the way you're trying to do it. Cause
but yeah, it's not like shoving things down people's throat is never gonna, you're never gonna get through to them.
Exactly. And it's hard to catch yourself in that moment. Like if you are the one trying to control something and get someone to think your way, which I can fall into that still at times, you know, it's a moment to say, okay, I need to take some space and back off.
Yeah.
Because ultimately we have control over ourselves and who we want to be.
Yeah.
But you got to let people make their own decisions, and then you can measure from there in a sense, if you're what your dynamic is and what it's meant to be, you know. But sometimes
we all learn, it takes as many times as it takes for us to learn our lesson.
Yeah.
And as much as we love someone and see them fall again and again and again, and you know, it takes them as many times to fall until they're ready to get back up, you know. And for me too, like it takes me, like I see myself in the same pattern with certain things, and I'm like, when am I gonna learn? It's like, you're gonna learn when it happens, you don't know, just when you learn as many times as it takes until you learn.
Yeah. Yeah. Our last topic.
Yeah.
Random, as all of these were. I want to talk about dream places to visit. It can be places you haven't been to yet. It can be places you have been, but I would love to hear your dream places. It could even be places you've been in the astral realm over and over.
That trip was wild.
Let me tell you, I have had multiple dreams of places. Do you know, I don't know if you've had this, where I've been to the same huge mansions over and over in certain dreams that I don't even know who they belong to. So I was saying, if you wanted to share some odd places that you have visited more than once in that world, but totally up to you. It's a very open-ended question.
I can't think of any right now, but maybe it'll come to me as I'm speaking of real places I've been.
Okay.
Because I've definitely had that experience of like, this feels familiar. I have like deja vu feelings all the time. And it's not location, it's like a feeling of deja vu, you know? It's like, yeah, I feel like I've been in this place or in this moment before.
Absolutely.
So I grew up in Dubai and I loved growing up there. That was a dream place to live. It wasn't like it is now. I lived on the beach.
Ooh.
And it was like the most beautiful sunsets you've ever seen in your life. And it was just like calm and the water was beautiful. And it was just a dream. That was amazing. And I would love to go back there one day. And I know I can, because we still have like friends and family that live there. So one day I want to go back there. I've always wanted to go to Australia. I feel like a kid. Like, listen, I need to go down under to find my family. I have an idea. Listen, I think my long lost love lives in Australia. I really do. Oh boy.
I mean, you've been channeling that accent for so long. You have to go to Australia to see what's going on.
I have to go for like a month and just like really just live the Australian life. Like,
I hope you do the accent the whole time. Yeah. And they're like,
I feel like maybe I'm Aborigine or something. I don't know. You know? Oh, I want to see the kangaroos and the koalas and the crocodiles. And I've heard they've had big bugs there, which is scary. But the people, my God. Any documentary where there's an Australian person, I'm like, oh my God, you're amazing. I just think they're such characters.
Yeah.
So salty. I want to go there. I've always wanted to go to Brazil, but I don't really know if I want to go there anymore. I think that might have been a young person thing.
You want to see all the butts on the beach, all those nice tight asses.
Yeah, maybe carnival. But maybe Argentina. I think that'd be cool.
Yeah, there's so many places I haven't been to. I would love to see Hawaii.
Oh, Hawaii is awesome.
I've never been. I would love to go to Dubai, especially after you just described it.
Yeah, Dubai is awesome.
Yeah, I just think it's incredible if you can travel. I haven't traveled enough, but I think it really helps to cleanse you. I've been trying to get out around here in Pennsylvania to different parks, because the Delaware River is right here, and bodies of water, I think, are just so cleansing to be around.
Yeah, don't they have like a tubing area right there? We should do that. That'd
be fun. Oh, please, if you are ever willing to come here, we need to take two of us hiking.
Oh God, the first time we saw a murder, the second time, what's it gonna be?
Yeah, crazy. The first time got really weird.
Yeah.
But you know what's interesting? Remember how, so Ankara and I were, and Shane and Jada were hiking through the woods, and these
Jada,
two girls.
How's Jada?
She's getting old, but she's okay. But she's definitely getting older. But these two girls that had been in front of us, they like came at us. They were like, get out of here. We just saw a man in the woods with like a black bird mask standing over a naked woman. And we were like, what? What? And we like had to run out of the woods, and then the cops were coming.
What?
We were like, huh? So we like ran out of the woods. But it's interesting because I think they might have been describing Thoth, the Egyptian goddess of Egyptian god, not
wasn't
goddess,
there like something moon. Happening that day? There was some kind of ritual or something.
I think it was the Lion's Gate portal or something. It was just weird what was going on. But yeah, I would, if you're willing to, because we
how
were
far
fine.
Is the drive?
Yes. Well, from you, it's probably an hour and a half. So you don't have to come out here, but I would love to do, there's just some beautiful nature. We go canoeing, but I just think that stuff is really reviving. And in terms of authenticity, one way I think to help get to know yourself is to go out in nature, either by yourself or with someone, you know, to feel safe. But I think healing is right in the earth itself. And taking some time to breathe in the air and even put your feet onto the ground. There's I think it's called earthing, where people put their bare feet into the soil to feel their roots.
Whoa.
So you don't have to do that, but I have done that. And it's just, sometimes it's good to feel your feet on the ground, on the grass, on the dirt, and just remember that it's beautiful to be a human as much as it's hard to be a human.
Yeah,
because sometimes we get lost in like, I mean, it can be a fucking crazy place. Like there's a lot of fuckery that happens. And I think, and I know you're working on this too, just like riding the waves, right? When you give people the reaction they're looking for, if you're being gaslit, that's what they want. And my hardest work still is learning to ride those waves within. So I'm not giving my energy to someone who's gaslighting me, you know, just wanting that negative attention. So I think we both can agree on that.
Yeah. I mean, it's nice that you live out in the suburbs with like nature and stuff. It's hard in New York, you know, to get.
That's why you got to come see me.
I know. I need more nature in my life. Nature is really important for me.
Yeah.
It's been really hard living in a city for this long, but I try to get out of the city as much as possible. Like the parks are okay, but they don't really do it for me. Like I need like,
yeah,
so quiet that your ears feel like they're like throbbing, like
yeah,
that kind of silence. I like I'm like underwater.
We'll do a take two hopefully soon then, and see what happens when we head into nature. Well, I'm gonna wrap up.
Okay,
thank you so much for joining, Ankara. Where can people find you?
Oh, you can find me on Instagram at laughkara. And I have a really funny podcast with my partner, Rachel Williams. It's called Dumb Dumb Podcast. It's also on Instagram.
Yes, everyone check it out. And then I'm at the Kate Wolf. If you want a healing, kwolf27@gmail.com. And thank you again, Ankara, for joining.
Hey, this is awesome.
Bye.
Bye.